In high school, I was a deadhead. And like most people who get lured down such paths, it was because of love. You know, you don't really like something, but you like the person who likes it. And you think, yeah, I'll fake it till I make it. And you, oh, this is cool. And you start doing this kind of business. And it was well worth it because this girl, we were in high school, and she was pretty spectacular. And everyone who was in this sort of scene was like, whoa, she moved to town late. And they're like, who is this? And we ended up together. And yet there's always this social hierarchy in any scene. And that certainly was the case in the Grateful Dead scene. So the guys like me who are like just sort of coming in late to the thing because you're interested in a girl aren't as cool as the people who have been selling acid in parking lot after parking lot after parking lot for the last 10 years and taking a bath once a month. And so those guys were like the really cool dudes. And one of them was hanging out with us one night. And so we're hanging out and we decide we're going to take some acid. And you know, I take some, and my girlfriend, who we'll call Lucy, she takes some. I don't want to bring her down in my mess. And then this guy, who I'll call Jay, he takes one too, and he hangs out with us all night. And I notice after a while that they're talking, and I'm not really that involved in the conversation. And the more that we start going, you know, getting sideways, the more weird it seems that this dude's hitting on my girlfriend all night. And I'm kind of wondering, and I'm looking over, is this really what's happening, or is this me, is this the drugs? And we end up hanging out till dawn, and I think he never really says much of anything to me. And then he goes home, and we don't see him or think that much about it. And so the next week or so, I'm going to see this. There's this bar on the outskirts of town. This is in South Carolina, going up into the mountains, where this Grateful Dead cover band played. And we could sneak in, you know, or get in without being of age. And so I'm going. I think I'm with some friends. Maybe my girlfriend's already there. And I'm certain we'd, like, smoked a bunch of weed and getting out of the car. And there's some smoke going. And I walk in. And the band's playing. And then the music just stops. And this is a countryside roadhouse. And everyone inside turns and looks at me. Sort of like right now. I feel like. And I really had no idea what was happening. And it felt like, am I too high? Is what is this? And finally, the band starts playing again. And they all come in at the same note. Different song, though. And it's maybe the only violent song that the Grateful Dead had. And it says, we're gonna scare you up and shoot you. Because Mr. Charlie told me so. And I'm just like, and they're looking right at me like, glowering in my face as they're singing this, and I had no idea still what happened. So people are walking by and they're bumping me and stuff, and it really is disorienting. And finally this guy Trip comes up and says, hey man, and like pushes me or something and says, you dosed Jay the other night, so it happened to you too, I know. So the dude didn't get back to meet his friends when he was supposed to, and he had to tell them something. They were mad at him. He was supposed to deal some drugs or something. And he made up the lie that I put this acid in his drink, which would be a terrible thing if it happened. And you know, it's not a cool thing at all, and it wasn't a thing that I did. And so I tried to tell the guy that Trip, and he'll have none of it. And meanwhile, Jay, the guy who it happened to, is just kind of standing off to the side, and everyone though's jostling me all night. So we end up in the parking lot somehow, gravel parking lot, and we're gonna fight. And you know, we're hippies, so we're like, no, we're not very good at it. And I'd grown up as a skateboarder, so my only experience in fighting really had been when, like, the baseball team would all come and want to fight me for being a skateboarder. I'd have a skateboard and suck it out and then also get out of there quickly. And so it was but I still thought I could maybe take this guy. Fortunately, I guess I didn't have the chance because we were underage fighting or about to fight, circling around for a long time in the parking lot of a bar on a highway, and the people kicked us out of there. The guy Jay just falls off the map. never really comes back again. Ultimately, his friend Tripp just obsesses over it, and he's sitting outside my house when I come home at night. He's calling my dad's house from the payphone down the way. He's like, really? And I keep trying to tell him that there's nothing happening here. I'm not going to fight him over this. Like, he really wants to fight me over the honor, in some sense, of his friend. I don't even know how it fell off, but eventually he quit with the harassment. And also my girlfriend and all of my friends decide they're going on the road with the Grateful Dead. And we graduate from high school, and that's just not something I could do. I just, I felt tempted, I wanted to go, and I just couldn't. It wasn't my thing. I told them no. I say goodbye as they drive away in their big purple van that they're all going to be living in for the next months. And I feel like that part of my life is over. And a little while later, I leave town, and you know, all of that is done. And so I come back home for the holidays one time, and my dad has this story where he is going, he has to run by the bank, you know, to cash a check or whatever for the holidays. It's right across from the mall. The mall is crazy. Everything's going nuts. He sees the mall shuttle parked in the bank parking lot. He thinks, oh, this is going to be super crowded, and he walks in, and it's empty. Or he walks to the door and it's empty. He's happy. But when he opens it, I feel like he must have felt sort of like I felt walking into the bar that night, because it turns out it's not empty, but everyone's laying on the floor. And the bank is being robbed. And the guy who's robbing the bank amazingly says, sir, I think you need to leave now. And so he runs out the door. He calls the police, and they had car phones back then. You know, and they come, and the guy's white, so they don't kill him. And he makes it out alive. And it turns out that it's that dude Tripp. And I really wanted to have this, like, there is justice in the world. There's a just God. See this guy. He's ruined because I knew he was bad, but I couldn't. And it stuck with me for the years, and I keep thinking of what it would have taken. It wasn't the bad music we listened to or the drugs that we took or anything like that that took him down that way, but it was that sense of feeling alone, like I felt when I walked in the bar that night, and just utterly confused and desperate, not knowing what was going on. And I thought that must have been what this guy felt that made him want to pass that on to all of the other people in the bank that day. And so I think fondly of Tripp and the loyalty he had to his friend. And I never really want to hear the Grateful Dead again. Thank you.